Could I like to rephrase some of this and say that as I, brother or sister, I'm engaged in reading the scriptures and the Spirit of God gives me an impression of the Lord Jesus from my heart, then I respond to God with that same impression, as it were. I respond to God in enjoyment of what He has taught me of His Son. Is that, I think I can see that. And it goes for brother or sister. Obviously, sisters wouldn't be able to do this publicly in a setting like this, but as we come together, they can, in their own hearts, be responding to God and enjoying, expressing to God through their hearts that what they have enjoyed of Christ.
The beauty about it, it's collective.
Yes.
So it is really, I could have a thought concerning Christ and don't say anything, and you stand up to give thanks and you articulate these words. Or a sister comes to you after the meeting and said, that hymn you gave out, it was on my heart. They understand the role. But again, what we need to keep in mind, when I am in the presence of the Lord here as a priestly house, as a priest, I'm not alone. And I need to be very conscious of that. That I have to see what's going on around me. So we will be able together, collectively, in that aspect, to offer that spiritual sacrifice. So, as we have heard, I don't come out of the meeting and just don't know what hymn I'm going to give out and just give it out. Or what words I'm going to... I don't know. I'm going in and I'm just going to be in the presence of the Lord. Let the minister of the sanctuary strike the chords. Let him lead everything. And I got to be... My ears have to be kind of clean out of the wax of the world to listen to his voice. And my heart got to be prepared and ready. I have prepared all of that throughout the week. Because what was said, it's true. Sometimes you come in and you want to turn the switch and just know what to do. And sometimes you come with very familiarity. We're familiar with it. You grow up all of it in your life, so you know. That hymn goes with that hymn. It doesn't work this way. Hopefully, we do not function this way. It requires really that whole idea of preparation and spiritual exercise in the presence of God day in and day out to be able to function as a priest.
I'd like to build on this a little bit further, not to move yet to verse 9, but just to look at verse 9 and see that verse 9 has similar language about us being this collective generation, this collective royal priesthood, so that we may proclaim the praises of him who called us and so on. This is also a collective aspect, and yet we recognize that we're not, this is not, for example, in verse 9, just a gospel meeting in a certain location. This is a lifestyle. And I say that because we also should say that in verse 5, this is also a lifestyle. That is to say, this is not just a collective when we're together 1% of our week or less, when we have the opportunity to function as a holy priesthood. We are, whether we're together in a meeting place or whether we're elsewhere, we are a spiritual house. We are the house of God, whether we are collectively in the same place or not. And we don't want to forget the opportunity that we have, the glorious opportunity to live a life that offers up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God. What are those sacrifices in the scriptures? We have the references here in Hebrews 13, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. That is a lifestyle for the believer. It's very true. What we're saying is very true, that we see the pictures of the various aspects of the work of Christ and we highlight those, we revel in those, we give them back to God, as it were, when we are collectively gathered together. But this is also a lifestyle of the believer, to function as a holy priest all the time, to be living a life in which we are offering spiritual sacrifices. We are giving thanks to God, a lifestyle of giving thanks to God. We are holy priests. I can be a holy priest at work on Monday, not just on that hour on Sunday. And another sacrifice, same verse in Hebrews 13, with such sacrifices, God is well pleased, giving money. What I do with my earthly resources, that is a spiritual sacrifice. That is part of the holy priesthood, taking my earthly resources and offering them to God. The royal priesthood doesn't have to do with my resources when it comes to offering them to God. It has to do with my testimony before others. So anything that's offered to God, my money is offered to God, I'm being a holy priest. Romans 12. What am I offering there? Myself. And it's acceptable to God. So I offer myself. That's being a holy priest. Offering all that I am to God. This is not a characteristic just of what we do on a Sunday morning together. Though clearly it is that. But we also want to emphasize, we want to get the mindset of priesthood is a lifestyle. We're not just royal priests when we are having a gospel meeting collectively, let's say, as I mentioned earlier. We're not just holy priests when we are in a meeting of remembrance. It is the way we live. It should be the way we live.
And I think that's important. I really appreciate that. The fact is that you are a priest not only when you function as a priest. You are born a priest. A priest of the children of Aaron was a priest before he even was 30 years old to function as a priest. He was a priest and he maintained that holy character. And Brother Kevin, you mentioned earlier if there was a priest in the book of Judges. There was one, and I think that will help a little bit. Eli was a priest. 1 Samuel chapter 4. He was a priest. He judged Israel for 40 years. Mm. And that gives you a character, what kind of character that house had. His sons were priests and they were functioned as a priest. But what lifestyle that was the lifestyle was. Were they holy priests? Absolutely not. Was he in keeping of the idea of setting apart and sanctification? Absolutely not. So he was tolerating the nonsense that was going on. So the whole idea of a lifestyle, I like that terminology, or the fact that you are before you even function. If we live in the light of that, in the good of that, we'll function right 24/7.